ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה לאלו נשמת האיש הכשר דוד בן נעמי דשיה לוי. רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן, אמן. We're learning בעזר השם את פרשת בו, and we all know that in פרשת בו, we have the last three מכות, הקדוש ברוך הוא is bringing on the מצרים, and Rashi in the beginning he tells us, ויאמר השם אל משה בו אל פרעו והתרה בו. You should go to פרעו, you should warn him. That if he's not going to let go of Ben Israel, he's going to bring the next Makkah. All the Mfarshim, if you look this week's parasha, almost all the Mfarshim, they ask, said, how did Moshe Rabbeinu figure out what Makkah Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring to Parao? All the other Makkot, Hashem tells them, go to Parao. If he's not going to let go of Ben Israel, we're going to bring them. We're going to bring Tzafardaya, Knim, Arob, Deber, and so on and so forth. Comes here, Hashem didn't tell him anything to Moshe Rabbeinu. How in the world Moshe Rabbeinu is going to know what Makkah to bring to Parao? Hashem didn't tell him. There are some Mefarshim that they want to explain that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, but the Torah didn't tell us over here. It's also hard to understand why all the other Makkot the Torah did tell us. It's hard to understand what's going on over here. I saw, before we start, I saw the Hatam Sofer. He brings down in Hatam Sofer Daf Mem Het Amud Alef. He said, "Lule de Mistafina, Hava Amina, de Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo amar le Moshe shum Makkah, ma yakeit Parao." Said, "I'm scared to tell you such a pirush, but I'm going to tell it to you anyways." Said, "My think, my opinion, Hashem didn't tell him anything. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to Moshe Rabbeinu. You pick, you choose which Makkah you want to bring to Parao. It's up to you." So that's what Hashem לא אמר למשה שום מכה מה יקה את פרעו, אלא נתן רשות למשה רבנו בפעם הזאת לומר לו מה שירצה. והקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רצון עבדיו ועצתו ישלים. And why Hashem is doing all of this? למען תספר באוזני בנך ובן בנך. You, משה רבנו, you should tell your children, your grandchildren, you should tell עם ישראל, how much הקדוש ברוך הוא loves the person who goes straight with הקדוש ברוך הוא, like me, משה רבנו. Whatever I chose to bring to Parao, Hashem fulfilled it. That's what the pasuk is saying here. That's here. Lema tesaper beozne bencha. Ata Moshe tesaper lebencha ulben bencha ki ishlamti atzatcha ursoncha. Whatever you chose, I'm gonna bring it. I gave you permission. Until now, I told you go tell him bring makadam tzifardaya. Now it's up to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one pirush he says here. It's a big hadush, but he said we could squeeze it in the pasuk. It's simple understanding that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him what to bring. Moshe Rabbeinu chose Makkat Arbe. Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled it and brought Makkat Arbe. That's what here the one pirush he brings down. But we have the Da'at Skenim. They tell us over here. He said that Kadosh Baruch Hu did not have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu what's the next Makkah is going to bring to Parawai. Because all the 10 Makkot are written in the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu, Matei Moshe Rabbeinu, all the 10 Makkot, Yonatan Uzziel brings it down in the beginning of Parashat Shemot, that in the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakuk Shem Meforash, Shem Meforash is written on it, and all the 10 Makkot are written on the Matei. So if that's the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to tell him, look what's the next Makkah, Arbe, go tell him. That's what he explained over here, but then later on, he asked, he said, if that's the case, why Hashem have to tell him with all the other 10 Makkot? By Makkat Dam, for example, why Hashem have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, go warn Parao if he's not going to let go, I'm going to bring you Makkat Dam. Why Hashem has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to bring Makkat Dam? Moshe is going to look at the Matay, he's going to see what the first Makkat Dam. So why this Makkah specifically, Hashem did not tell him. He connects it later on because since that the pasuk says over here, "Lema'an tesaper beozni mencha uben mencha," and we see later on at the times of Yoel and the Nabi that Hakadosh Baruch Hu also brought at their time, he brought also makat arbe, was a lot of grasshopper came, all different types of grasshopper came at the times of Yoel, and over there said, "Nechem tesaperu." He should do it. Moshe Rabbeinu, he learned. You know, here from there, since that over there brought Makkat Arbe and says, Nechem Saperu, here it says, Leman Tesaper Beozdim and Chag, Ezra Shava, that's the same Makkah is going to bring. But Akli Akari said, why you have to wait until Yoel that the Torah should tell us? Let the Pasuk tell us over here that Hashem is going to bring Makkat Arbe and says, Leman Tesaper, at the time of Yoel, don't tell us. Do the opposite. So the, any pirush that you get a pig, you have questions on it. But I saw here the Hatam Sofer. He brings in here also in the Hatam Sofer, the Fmim Zayn Amud Alef. He said, Hine bakra lo kitim makat arbe, ila bo el parao. וכתבו את תוספות על התורה, במטה היו חקוקים כל המכות. ובואו נסתכל וידע איזה מכה יביא עליהם. That's what we just said. וקשה, אם כן, שאר כל המכות גם כן. All the other מכות, why you have to tell them if everything is written on the מטה, don't tell them any, none of them. You shouldn't tell them. אלא, על כן ראה שהיו האותיות כתובים ברבוביה, ולא ידע לצרפם. Said, all the, you're right, all the 10 makot are written on the matay of the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu, but they're not written dam, tzifardaya, kinim, arom. All the letters are all scrambled together. So how is Moshe Rabbeinu going to figure out which makah is going to bring? Therefore, Hashem has to tell him. So why here he didn't have to tell him? אם כן, החנמי עדן היו מעורבבים אותיות הרבה חושך בחורות. ואיך ידע לצרף הרבה? Here also left with the last three makot, arbe, hoshech, bechorot. All these letters are scrambled still on the matan. How did Moshe figure it out? Vech yada letzaref arbe. Yabshem ha-gaon, Rabshi Shimshon Mestropoli, omrim, bo el parao. Rabshi Shimshon Mestropoli, he wants to say, he said, Hashem hinted to Moshe Rabbeinu, bo el parao. Take the two letters of bo, put it inside parao. How? Take the pe of parao, switch it with the bet of bo, and take the ayin of parao, switch it with the aleph of bo, switch them. What are you left with? Arbe. You left with arbe. If you're going to switch the ayin of parao with the aleph, aleph and ayin mithalfot, and switch the pe of parao with the bet of bo, then you're gonna have the same letters of arbe. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bo el parao. Take the letters of bo, put it inside parao, and you're gonna get arbe. That's what he told him. וזהו בו אל parao. למען שתי אותותי אלה בקרבו. These letters, you have to put it inside parao, then you're gonna get the makah. והנה יש לפרש שני פירושים. או שיגרע מפרעו פי עין וישית תחתיהן בית א' ויהיה הרבה. או שיוסיף על פרעו עוד מספר בית א'. Said, but still, how did Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he understand the remez, the hint that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him? You have to take the two letters of bo, put it inside parao. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, as I said, he has to switch, he has to take out the letter of pe and ayin from parao and switch them with the bet and aleph of bo. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that he has to take the pe and ayin and put the bet and aleph? Maybe Hashem meant you have to add Bet and Aleph to Parao. If you're going to add, what are you going to get? So he said, Parao, what's the gematria of Parao? Yeah, the gematria of Parao is 355. Parao, pay resh is 200, pay nine is 150, and hey, 355. Now, if you're going to add the two letters of Bo, what's the gematria of Bo? Three. Add three to 345, what do you get? 358, that's gematria nahash, 358. Maybe Hashem meant you have to add the two letters of bo to parao and can bring makat nahashim. How did Moshe figure it out that you have to take out the two letters of pe and ayin and switch them by bet and aleph? Maybe Hashem meant to add the bet and aleph to parao and you're going to get nahash. Maybe Hashem is going to bring makat nahashim. Shalach Hashem ba'avd nahashim as-sirafim. Maybe that's what Hashem meant. ויראה, now he's combining the two פירושים with the דעת זקנים, said, therefore we must say that all the מכות are written on the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. And now we said the last three מכות were left with what? הרבה, חושך, בחורות. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a ספק. Did Hashem meant I have to add the two letters of bo to parao and get מכת נחש? Or I have to switch the two letters of Ayin and Pei of Parao, switch them with the Bet and Aleph and get Makat Arbe. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he looked at the stick, he didn't see Nun. There's no Nun. Arbe, Hoshech, Bechorot, there's no Nun. So it cannot be that Hashem is going to bring Makat Nahash. Why? Because Nahash, you have Nun, there's no Nun left in the Makeh. عندما طيف موشي ربينو. Therefore, موشي ربينو looked at the steak and said, cannot be, Hashem meant I have to add paro, I have to add bow to paro. It must have been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant I have to switch the bow with the pain eye of paro and get makatorben. That's what it brings down over here. This is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need to tell Moshe Rabbeinu because everything is written, but he hinted to him nevertheless that he told him you have to add bo el paro lema'an shiti ototai ele bekorbo. That's the makar that Hashem brought on paro. But we see what's interesting, that by all the other makot, we never saw that paro was willing to send Bnei Israel, let them go, before the makar. Never happened yet. All the makot, Moshe comes to Parao, send Ben Israel. If you're not going to send them, we're going to bring makat dam. Parao didn't care. They brought makat dam, they brought makat sefer daya and kanim. Every time, Parao used to call after Moshe Rabbeinu, please, the chilak, take it away. We don't need it. I'll let you go. Just take away the makat. But when did Parao, he bent down to Moshe Rabbeinu, he bent himself, that's only when the makat, when Hashem brought the makat on him, that's the time that Parao, he gave up. He said, okay, I'll let you go. Just get me out of here. But we never saw that Parao was willing to send Ben Israel before the Makkah, except by Makkat Arba. By Makkat Arba, you see the Pasuk. Pasuk says clearly, ויאמרו עבדי פרעו אליו, עד מתי יהיה זה לנו למוקש? שלח את האנשים ויעבדו את אדוני אלוהיהם. הטרם תדע כי עבדי המצרים? So Parao's advisors, they also interfered. They told Parao, maybe you should let them go. Parao, Moshe Rabbeinu came to warn him, if you're not going to let us go, can bring Makat Arba. And here, ויושבת משה ואת אהרון. Parao, he listened to his advisors. He called back Moshe and Aharon. ויאמר עליהם, לכו עבדו את השם אלוקיכם. מי ומי ההולכים? Who's leaving? Who's going? And we have an interesting Ba'al HaTorim, it tells us here. He said, מי ומי ההולכים? What's a gematria? That's up a lot. מי ומי ההולכים? בעל התורים says, מי ומי ההולכים? גימטריה כלב ובן נון. That's a gematria of מי ומי ההולכים. That means פרעה was telling בני ישראל, was telling משה רבנו, what are you making big deal out of it? You, all of you, you want to go out of מצרים. You think that you're going to go to Earth Israel? None of you is going to Earth Israel except כלב and יהושע בן נון. כלב ולפני יהושע בן נון, that's what the pasuk said. That zulati kaleb nefuneh hu yirena velo yoten ta'aretz asher da rakhba hu lbanav ya'al asher melei aharei Hashem. And obviously Yehoshua ben Nun, he brought them inside Eretz Israel. So only Caleb and Yehoshua, they are the only two that they're going to enter Eretz Israel. So what are you making a big deal out of it? You want to go out of Mitzrayim? None of you is going to go to Eretz Israel. Who's going to go? Mi v'mi ha'olechim? Only Caleb and Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu answered him. He told him, no. Ben Arenu ubizkenenu nelech. Ba'al Turim brings down the Gemara Tadas in Baba Batra that who did enter Eretz Israel? Those who left Mitzrayim when they were before the age of 20, they were younger than 20, than the teenagers or younger, those they did enter Eretz Israel. Or the elderly who are 60 and above, they also did enter Eretz Israel. That means who did not enter between 20 and 60? And that's what the Pasuk also tells us. Between 20 and 60, they did not enter Eretz Israel. But the younger ones, the kids, and the elderly, both of them did enter Eretz Israel. So Parao was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi v'mi ha'olechim, making big fuss out of it. Who's going to go? Only Caleb and Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, what are you talking about? Ben Arenu, Bizkanenu. We have our young kids, they're going to go to Eretz Israel. Bizkanenu, they're also going to go to Eretz Israel. You're right that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make Gezira later on. Re'u ki ra'a neged penechem. Parao, he saw something in the Kochavim. He saw something's going to be against Am Yisrael in the Midbar, and they're going to die in the Midbar. He's so good. Ela, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, listen, we have Ben'arenu Bizkanenu. The kids and the elderly, they are going to enter Eretz Israel. That's what Ba'al HaTorim tells us over here. But you see, Parao, he did call after Moshe and Aaron. He told them, let's make a deal. Who's going? So he was willing to send Ben Israel, at least part of Ben Israel, before the Makkah came. What was special about Makkat Arba that Parao, he bent even before the Makkah came, by the warning. When Moshe came to warn him, Parao was willing to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. Before this, before all the other Makkot, he wasn't even listening. He wasn't even paying attention to what he was saying. Here he was willing to send them. What happened over here? And you see also his servants, Abde Farao, The pasuk says here, "Veyomiru abdei farao elav ad matay yehiye ze lanu lemukesh." What ze lanu? Ze, this guy. That's the targum also. That's the term. Ze, I said, "Ad matay yehiye ze lanu." What's ze? Then gabra. That means referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Until when this guy, Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to bring us trouble? Let go of an Israel. Even though the Haskuni wants to say, "Ad matay yehiye ze lanu dabar ze." The stubbornness that you have, until when? With your stubbornness, we're going to wait until to let them go. You want to wait until Mitzrayim is going to be all destroyed, completely destroyed. Let them go. But all the other Mufarshim, Tam Uziel, and also the Ramban also tells us, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, after he told Par'o that we're going to bring Makat Arbe, right away, he left the palace of Par'o without permission. He left the palace of Par'o. And why he did this? The Ramban, he tells us here that he gave the chance to Par'o to speak to his advisors. Maybe they're going to let them go. That's what the Ramban writes here. Ve'yifen ve'yitzim ha'im Par'o. Hashab Moshe ba'abur shepahadu me'od be'barad. Since that, by Makat Barad, the previous Makat before Arbe, Par'o and his servants, they got scared. Par'o, he said, he called after Moshe Rabbeinu, Dakhilak, Moshe Rabbeinu. Take Makat Barad. He can't. Adonai Tzaddik, Vani Ve'ami Arshaim. He admitted. He was admitting to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is righteous. And he's the Rasha. And they got so scared for Makat Barad. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught by Makat Arbe. Now, I shouldn't just warn him and let him go out right away. I have to give him a chance. Maybe he's going to think about it. Since that previous Makat, he softened his heart. He said, "Hatati apam, I have sinned." He admitted that he had sinned. Maybe now he's going to let them go. Hashab Moshe sheifahadu gamata sheyamutu bara'ab im yubdu yeter pelitan sheret lahem veyatza belo reshut terem sheyaneu hen olo. Moshe didn't wait to get an answer from Par'o if he's willing to let Ben Israel go or not. Why? Hashem said, "You go warn him. Maybe Par'o is going to let go. So you have to wait until he's going to tell you, 'No, I'm not going to let you go.'" But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't wait for this. He just gave him that, if you're not going to send us, we're going to bring Makat Arbe. And he left. What happened here? He did all of this, Moshe Rabbeinu and Ramban writes, "Kedei sheyitya'atzu bedabar." As hashab machshebot emet. Moshe Rabbeinu, he thought, I have to give him a chance. Maybe they're going to speak about it. They're going to talk about this. Maybe we should let them go. And he was right, Moshe Rabbeinu. They did speak about it. Kiken asu ve'amru leparao haterim tida'ki abidam Mitzrayim. But the Ramban at the end, he said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the chance in all the Makot, not specifically this one. All the other Makot used to warn him and just go to the side. Maybe he wants to take advice from his people. Therefore, he used to stay on the side. But that's what he says over here. That also the Kli Yakar and other Mufarshim, they say, "Al matay yeh ze lanu lemukesh." So you see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the palace. He didn't leave the palace yet. They were pointing to Moshe Rabbeinu, they were telling Par'o, until when this guy is going to be, going to bring us trouble here to Mitzrayim? Let go of Ben Israel. So Chavra, the servants of Par'o, they are sort of Mordim Malchut over here. Why? How could you tell you're embarrassing the king in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? You think you have to know that your king is strong. Whatever he said, that's it. Here it sounds like they didn't care about Par'o. They're scared. They told him, "Al matay yezelan lemukesh." And Par'o himself, he saw that there is no choice. Call them back. Let's see. Let's make a deal between us. So what happened over here? Why Dafka here in this Makkah, Makkah Arbe, Par'o and his servants, they were willing to send them before the Makkah came? And had a simple pirush. We could explain that all the other Makkot, the Mitzrayim, the Makkah was bothering them as long as the Makkah is taking place. But after the Makkah was over, everyone was relaxed. But here by Makat Arbe, if the Arbe is going to come, now the Mitzrayim, they're not going to have food to eat even after the Makkah is over. Why? Because the Pasuk is clear about Makat Arbe, that kol asher yashir barad, whatever is left from the barad, whatever the barad did not take care of, or whatever grew in the meanwhile, the Arbe is going to come, going to clear everything out. So that means they're not going to have food later on. They're going to die out of hunger. So if that's the case, the servant of Par'o, they said, "Listen, anyways, we're going to die. Either Par'o is going to kill us, or we're going to die out of hunger." So let's give it a chance, give it a try. Maybe Parao is going to let them go. Therefore, they did not care. They embarrassed Parao in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was in front of them. Said, we'll give it a chance. Anyways, we're going to die. Whether Parao is going to kill us, we're going to die of hunger. So why not give it a chance? And really, Parao, he saw that they're right. So he called Moshe and Aharon, told him, who's going? Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no. Ben Arenu b'skarenu nelech. Who's going? Only everyone. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, everyone's going to go. Bebanenu, bebnotenu, betzonenu, bekarenu nelech. Kihag Hashem lanu. That's what he told him. And the Farshim, they point out, said that Chaura, the word nelech, it's written twice over here. ויאמר משה בן ערנו ובזקננו נלך בבנינו ובנותינו ובזרענו ובקרנו נלך כי חג השם לנו. Why the Torah have told us? We're going to go בבנינו ובנותינו ובזרענו ובקרנו ובנערנו ובזקננו. The Torah could have combined both of them together, right? One time, נלך. The Torah could have said, בן ערנו ובזקננו ובבנינו ובנותינו ובזרענו ובקרנו נלך. Enough. Why you have to tell me two times? It's also a question we have to understand by Ezra Hashem. And that's the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Parao. What did Parao answer him? ויאמר עליהם, יכן השם עליכם, כאשר אשר לכם את הפכם, ראו קרען את פניכם, לא כן. I'm not going to do whatever you want. You want to take everyone, the kids and the tough and the nashim and everyone? No, you're not going to go. לכונה הגברים ויעבדו את השם. Only the adults, males, they have to go, ve'avdu Hashem, go serve your God. You want to serve the God, so go only the men. Why you want to take the kids also? Ki otah atem mebakshim. That's what you're asking for. Is that what they're asking for? They're asking, Moshe just told them, Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'banenu, ubnotenu, ubasarenu, ubkarenu, everything, we want to take with us. Parao told them, no, go only the men, because that's what you're asking. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, I want to take everyone. So Rashi tried to explain that koshi, כי אותה אתם מבקשים, כי אותה בקשתם עד הנה. נסביחה לאלוהינו. ואין דרך הטוב לסבוח. So Rashi realized there is a problem here in the pasuk. What does it mean, כי אותה אתם מבקשים? That's what he's asking. He just told them. We're asking בנינו, בנותינו, everyone want to go. Parao is telling them, no, go only the adults. That's what he's asking. No. So Rashi tried to explain it a little bit. He said, that's what you have asked until now. And previously, that's what he asked for. He wanted to serve Nizbiha Lelokeno. He wanted to bring Korbanot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No problem. Go the men. Why do you need the kids for? So you see that Rashi is trying to, he realized there is a problem over here. But we're trying to understand it also by Rashi and Barach in a different way. Why Parao is telling them here, Ki otah atem mebakshim. That's what he's asking for. And the Pasuk said, Vigarish otam meit pene Parao. After that, he kissed them out. He kissed them out, and that's it. Get out of here, he kissed them out. And therefore, after the Makkah came, you see that Parao, he told them, Ve'ata sanahat, ve'mahe Parao l'kro le Moshe ul'aharon, and he told them, Ve'ata sanahat tati achapa'am, ve'atiru l'adunai elohichem. Ve'yasir me'ala rakat ma'bevet azzeh. Yeah? So, why he told them, Ve'ata sanahat tati achapa'am? He told them, please forgive me. Why? Because, very simple, because before he kissed them out. He kissed them out of the palace. Until now, all the other Makot, he never kissed them out. Just Moshe Rabbeinu, he warned them, and he left. Here, he kissed them out. Now that he needed Moshe again after the Makkah came, therefore he had to beg Moshe Rabbeinu, please, Moshe Rabbeinu, forgive me. Sana hatati achapam, ve'atiru l'shem elokichem. So here, the Kli Yakar, he said, Lefi she'amar Parao, hatati l'shem elokichem ve'lachem, I have sent to your God and to you as well. He had sent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't let go of in Israel yet. And he sent to Moshe and Aharon because he kissed them out. So the Kli Yakar said that Parao, he mentioned the sin that he had in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. And then, Hatati l'Hashem Elokichem, and also to you. However, when it came the time to ask for forgiveness, he told them, Ve'ata sana hatati achapa'am, you. So he said in singular form, Sana Hatati, it meant Moshe Aharon. Because the main guy was Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was supposed to tell them, Seuna Hatati Akapam. He was talking to Moshe Aharon. Ve'yushabet Moshe Bet Aharon. Ella, and he was talking to the main guy. The main player is Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him, Sana Hatati Akapam, please forgive me. Ve'atiru l'shem elokichem. Then pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why in the beginning, when he was mentioning the sin that he did, he said, I have sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to you. When he was asking for forgiveness, please forgive me and pray to Hashem. He flipped it. He was supposed to tell them, please pray to Hashem to forgive me, and you also forgive me. Just we started. Ela, Par'o, he thought that I have to ask for forgiveness, explained like Yakar over here. I have to ask for forgiveness from Moshe Rabbeinu first. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Rahum V'Hanun, for sure is going to forgive me. But Basar Badam is human. Maybe he's not going to forgive me. I have to ask him first. He's the main guy I have to take care of. And not only this, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to forgive me, he's going to be the intermediate to pray for me in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I really have to ask for his forgiveness. You're right, the main sin I did, I have sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also to you, Moshe Naharon. But now that I'm asking for forgiveness, I have to start with you first. And then you could pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'atiru L'Hashem Elokechem, to forgive me. That's what happened over here. But as I said, this is the idea we have to understand. In the first place, why he kicked them out and what he told them, Ki otah teme bakshim. Chaura, that's not what they're asking for. We need to understand by the Hashem Yitbarach. We have Gemara in Masechet Megillah. The Gemara tells us here in Masechet Megillah, the Vav Amud Bet, Amar Bitzhak, Im yomar lecha adam, yagati, velo matzati, al ta'amin. מצאתי ולא יגעתי, אל תאמין. יגעתי ומצאתי, תאמין. So if someone's going to tell you, listen, I toiled in the Torah to understand the Torah, but I did not, it didn't come to me. I wasn't zocheh for the Torah, even though I tried a lot, but I wasn't zocheh for the Torah, such a person, don't believe him. Why? Because if he toiled in the Torah, for sure he's going to get somewhere. If he's telling you that I toiled and I didn't gain anything from the Torah, I didn't absorb anything, don't believe him. Or the opposite, if the guy tells you, I know a lot of Torah without even learning, you should know he doesn't know anything. It doesn't come easy, the Torah. Torah, you have to work for it. You have to work hard to earn the Torah. Therefore, Ela, if the person's going to tell you, Yagati umatzati, then ta'amin. If the guy says, Yaga, and he's telling you that I found the Torah, believe him. The Gemara said, "Behenem mele bedbrei Torah, abal b'masa u'matan siyatat shmayayin." All what we're talking about here, only about Talmud Torah. If the person he told you, "I spoiled the Torah and I found the Torah," then you believe him. But if he told you, "I spoiled but I did not absorb the Torah," don't believe him. That's only talking about the Torah. But masa u'matan, it's luck. It's you and your luck. So it could be the person, he did not put any effort in business. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the door for him. He has good luck and he succeeded in the business. Or it could be the opposite. It could be someone, he put a lot of effort in his business, but he did not succeed. It's not up to him. It's up to his luck between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing to do with the effort that he put. No connection. By the Torah, it's not like this. By the Torah, that's what the Gemara is referring to, the Torah. If you put, the more effort you put in the Torah, the more you get the Torah. That's applying to the Dibrei Torah. But Masa Umatan Siyatat Shmiyahi. And with Dibrei Torah, Namela Amaran, Nagmara said, also when we told you that if a guy, he put a lot of effort in the Torah, and he did not find, he said, don't believe him, that's only L'Hadudah. But L'Ukmei Gersa Siyatat Shmiyahi. He said, what's L'Hadudah? The person wants to sharpen his mind, then you need yegi'ah. If you have yegi'ah, you're going to sharpen your mind. You're going to be more smarter, you're going to be more harif, more mehudad, then if you're going to put effort. If he did not put effort and you found it, don't believe him. But if a guy told you, I put a lot of effort and became sharp, believe him. But that's, like the Gemara said, that's only l'hadudah. What's l'hadudah? To sharpen your mind. However, the ukmei girsa siyatat shmayahi. Rashi says, what's the ukmei girsa? Shelot shtekach menu. The fact that the person he put a lot of effort in the Torah and he did not find, don't believe him. He said, that's only about to sharpen his mind. But to remember what he learned, that's siyatat shmayah. You need to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you remember what you learned. He said, deyesh sheyageya ve'enu motzei, Rashi said. You need siyatat shmayah. To remember what he learned, you need the help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, every time a person, you should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever you're learning, whatever we're learning, we should absorb it and should stay with us. Why? Because many times a person, he puts a lot of effort to understand Tosafot. A day or two later on, he forgets it. Forgets the whole thing. So yes, yes, she agave no motze. He doesn't find it. A few days later, he lost. It's all siatat shmeya. But to sharpen your mind, if you put effort, the more effort you put, you sharpen your mind. Probably you're gonna forget the idea that you were learning about, but still you still have the same ideas. Your mind became sharper. Now you could focus more. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. The Mefarshim, they ask on this Gemara, I said, L'chaora, the Lashon that the Gemara used, Yagati u'matzati ta'amin. What does Metzi'ah mean? The Gemara tells us, Masech Sanhedrin, Metzi'ah, it comes by Seyah Hadda'at. Metzi'ah, a guy walking the street, he found something. People don't go purposely to find something. But Metzi'ah, it comes by Seyah Hadda'at. You're not thinking, all of a sudden, whoops, he found something. That's a term of Metzi'ah. That's what Metzi'ah means. Here the Torah is saying, Yagati, you put a lot of effort, you earned it, the Pasuk, the Gemara was supposed to say. Not to Matzata. Matzata sounds like you found something. You put effort over here and you found something else. Chaura, that's not what's upshot over here. Yagati, the Lashon Metzi'ah doesn't fit. The Gemara was supposed to say, Yagati and Vesagti. I toiled in the Torah and I earned it. Not I found the Torah. I found sounds like Metzi'ah, Beseh Hadad. So it's hard to understand what the Gemara is telling us over here. Not only this, what's the Hadush over here that the Gemara is telling us, Bedibre Torah, the person tells you, Yagati, Umatzati, Ta'amin. So is that true only by the Torah? Any other Chokmah, the guy wants to become a doctor, how much effort he has to put into learning, he has to concentrate his mind, he has to focus on his learning to succeed. If you're not gonna put yegi'a, you're not gonna get anywhere. So that's true, not only in the Torah. Why the Gemara is telling us, and name le b'dibrei Torah. We're talking about b'dibrei Torah. Not only b'dibrei Torah. Anything else, anything that you wanna earn, you have to toil for it. You have to work for it. You have to put effort. The more effort you put, the more you get out of it. So what's the Hadush of the Gemara telling us? This is referring to the b'dibrei Torah. Chaura, something's missing. Ela, I saw them Farshim, they explain that we all know the Mishnah Perkei Avot, the Mishnah, the last perek, Hakim, they call last perek Kinyanei Torah. That's how the person should earn the Torah. They had the Mishnah, he told us, Perek Vav Halakah. That's Gedola Torah, Yotir Min HaKehuna Umin HaMalchut. Why? We'll get to the point. Because the Gemara said, the Torah Nechnet Be'arba'im Ushmonit Barim. You have 48 items the person needs to focus on if he wants to become a real Talmid Hakam, you have to focus on 48 items. What are these 48 items? The Mishnah lists all of them, one at a time. The Sfarim, they're listed only on this Mishnah. What are all these 48 items the person should focus on? If you want to become a real Talmid Hakam, that's what you have to focus on. What are they? Sebbi Talmud, obviously you have to start learning. If you want to become a Talmid Hakam, you have to start learning. Bishmi'at Ha'ozen, pay attention to your Rebbe. Someone teaching you, then sure, you went to the shi'ur, you have to pay attention, not to dream about something else. You have to pay attention. Bishmi'at ha'ozen, you have to pay attention. Ba'arichat sifatayim, anything that you're learning, don't just think of what you're reading. Read it out loud. Even when a person, the Gemara Masechet Arubin also tells us, when a person, even if he's learning alone, it's not good that a person should only look at the words he's learning and just read it by heart. Why? Because kibol o kachpolto, same way, he read it by heart, also he's going to forget it easily. But if you're going to say it out, the Gemara Masechet Arubin said, Ki hayim him limotzehim. What does limotzehim? The Dibrei Torah, he found it in the street. What do you mean limotzehim? Hayim him, the Dibrei Torah, hayim v'kayamim, they're living Torah. When? If the person finds them. Well, you find the Torah, you have to toil for it. What does it mean limotzehim? The Gemara said, Atakre limotzehim, ila limotzehim bapeh. If you're going to say it out while you're learning, then you're going to absorb the Torah. That's what a person should do. The Gemara tells us over there, also in Arubin, in Dalet, that's Rabbi Meir's wife, Bruria. She was a very sharp lady. And once she saw a guy in Beit HaMidrash, he was learning Torah by heart. He's not saying the words of the Gemara. He's not saying the words of the Mishnah that he's learning. And she kicked him. Ba'atabo, the Gemara said. Told him, Hayim him le-motzehim. Le-motzehim bapeh. You have to say it out. So that's here the person who learned Torah ba'arichat sifatayim. Bebinat ha'leb, besimchat ha'leb. So all this, you have to have happiness while you're learning, because anything, not only Torah, anything when the person is learning, if you're not happy with the thing that you're doing, you're not going to succeed. If you're happy with what you do, you believe in what you do, and you're happy with it, you will succeed. But if you're doing it by force, you're not going to succeed. So all these things, still we understand. Be'ima ubir'a. Person, you have to have fear while learning Torah. Why you have to have fear? It makes sense that you shouldn't take the Torah lightly. You're not reading a Chas v'Shalom storybook. You're reading something, Dibrei Elokim Hayim, if you take it seriously. If you take it seriously, that's also one of the tools that you need to earn the Torah. So far, so good. Then the Mishnah continues, B'mi'ut shina, b'dukduk habirim, p'lpul telmidim, b'yishub, b'mikra, b'mishnah, b'mi'ut shahura, b'mi'ut shina, they have all the list. Many of the items, it makes sense that you could tell that all these things are a tool how to earn the Torah. But sometimes, you see, for example, the Mishnah tells us here, said ba'anava. You have to have anava to absorb the Torah. If you don't have anava, probably you're going to toil a lot in the Torah. The Torah is not going to be part of you. What does anava have to do with this? Many, many other examples. The Mishnah here, the Hakim, Sameach bihalko. Ha'osei siyak lahabiro. Sameach bihalko. A guy is happy with what he has. What does this have to do with Talmud Torah? The guy doesn't think of himself that is I learned a lot of Torah. He doesn't have gava. All these things are one of the tools to earn the Torah. A guy who loves to hear rebukes. All these things, what does this have to do with the Torah? Said הבורח מן הכבוד, מתרחק מן הכבוד, ולא מגיס לבו בתלמודו, אינו שמח בהוראה, נושא בעולם חברו, מכריעו לכף זכות. All these things, לכאורה, what does this have to do with the Torah? What here the Mishnah is telling us, these are the tools to earn the Torah. לכאורה, it has nothing to do with תלמוד תורה. And that's really what it is. We told you once a story. We have here Gemara. In Masechet Yebamot, Gemara Yerushalmi tells us over here in Perek Yud Bet Halakha Vav that once the people who lives in Simonia, Bene Simonia, one of the towns, they came in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and they told him, listen, Chacham, we have in our town, we need someone to be our leader. We need someone who's Talmid Chacham. But that Talmid Chacham, not only we need him to give us Shiurim, he has to know everything. He has to care of everything. He's going to be chief rabbi. So we want him to be perfect in all aspects. So we need him, what they ask him for. With the Hablan Amrin Le, Ba'a Titen Lan Had Barnash. We're looking for a person that he's going to choose for us, Talmid Chacham, that the Darish, the guy is going to give us Dirashot and Shabbatot every day. And Dayan is going to judge us. The Hazan, he has to know how to Hazan B'Tekneset. The Sofer, the Matneyan, and he also teaches our kids. Bekitzur, Bekol, Mekol, Kol. The Abadlan, Kol Sorchan. He's going to, he has to take care of everything what we need. He's the only address that we have. We go to him, he resolved all of our problems. So such a person we're looking for. So he told them, no problem. I have best, perfect person for this. Who's that? One of my students, Levi Bar Sisi. One of my students, Levi, is perfect. He fits to be whatever you're asking for. He knows everywhere. So the Gemara said, they called, no problem. Levi Bar Sisi, Kvod Harab, Vakasha, come, Kvod Harab. So they brought him to their town. And they put him, Asulo Bima Gedola, Veshibu Aleha. They put him in high place, in such a mechubat, such a hashub place, and let him sit over there. And you are the chief rabbi. Whatever you tell us, we'll do. You are the one. Okay? After a few days later, Atun v'sha'alun le hagdemet b'ma hi holetzet. They asked him a question a few days after. Said, if the woman has to do yibum or halitza, her husband passed away, and she has to do yibum halitza to her husband's brother. So if she's doing yibum, yibum. If she's not doing yibum, she has to do halitza. And the Pasuk said that the Yebama, she has to go up and V'halitza na'alo me'al raglo. What happened if that Yebama, Bar Minan doesn't have hands? How is she going to take off his shoes? V'halitza na'alo me'al raglo. How is she going to take off his shoes? G'demet, b'ma yicholeset. What is she going to do? V'la gibun. He didn't answer them. Okay. Probably he doesn't know this specific question. Doesn't know. Okay, next question. Said, Rakaka dam mahu. Pasuk said, "V'halisan alam rov v'yarika b'fanav." She has to spit in front of him on the floor. What happened if she spit blood? Is that called rakika or no? Does she have to do it again or no? V'la agibun, he didn't answer them. Al-Amrin, so they said to themselves, maybe he doesn't know a lot of halakhot. Maybe we should check him in the psukim. They're asking a question about pasuk from the parasha. Maybe he's going to explain to us. Maybe he knows only the rashot. Amrin, Dilma lethu mare ulfan. Maybe he is not expert in Talmud. Limudim is not expert. Nish'ol le, she'elun le de agada. But let's ask him something of the Brei Haggadah. Atum v'shalun le, ma'u ha'den d'chtib? What does the pasuk means? Abal agid lecha et ha'rashum b'chtab emet. So whatever is written, b'chtab rashum b'chtab emet. So the Gemara says, they ask him, im emet lama rashum, v'im rashum lama emet. What does it mean? Whenever you tell me rashum, it means rashum, rishum b'alma. It's only Rashi Prakim. It's written rashum b'alma. It's simana b'alma. But b'chtab emet, that's complete, 100%. So if the pasuk said b'emet, the pasuk said agid lecha et ha'rashum b'chtab emet. If it was k'tab emet, why it says rashum? Rashum means outlined, you know, siman b'alma, outlined. But if it was outlined, how could it be k'tab emet? K'tab emet means complete, 100%. And if it was rashum, cannot be emet. If it was k'tab emet, cannot be rashum. So what is this? Again, he guessed right. He didn't answer them. So they see that this guy, Levi Bar Sisi, doesn't know not Gemara, not Pesukim, nothing. So they got angry at Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. They went back to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Atun legabe de Rabbi. Amrun le, hadin piyusunad de piyistam. Is that what you give us? We ask you for someone who's Talmid Hakam. That's what you give us? He doesn't know not Talmud, not Makra, not Pesukim, nothing. What kind of Talmid Hakam you give us? Who's that? Amar leon hayichon. Said, Hasbe Shalom, what are you talking about? This is my best student. Hayechon, Barnash Tichvati Yehabit Lechon. He told them, I gave you a person, Talmid Hakam, just like me. And everyone knows who was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He told them, so what's going on? We asked him a question, he didn't answer us. He told them, no, call him up. So they called him. Amar Le, Rakaka Adam Mahu. He asked him the same question, and he gave them the answer. Miesh wotzach suhit shel rok, kasher. V'im lav, she has to do it again. Hagidemet v'mayi choletzet, he told them, b'shineha, with their teeth. Doesn't have hands, with their teeth. So he gave him all the answer. He asked him the pasuk, what does the pasuk mean? He gave him also the answer. He told them, he said, lefnei shenachtam gzardin, haya rashum, it was outlined. After gzardin, it was written b'chtab emet. So he gave them the answer right away, next to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So he asked him, he told them, Amar Levi, lama la agibtum? Why didn't you answer them when they ask you these questions? What happened? Amar Le, what should I tell you, my dear Rabbi, what should I tell you? Asu li bima gedola ve'oshibu oti aleha, betafat ruhi alai. They put me in such a mechubad place, such a hashub place, that I started, you know, to feel that I'm something, you know. So I had a little bit, Hasbe Shalom, sort of ga'ava. Therefore, I forgot everything. I didn't know. So that's what it says. So then, "Bikara alav pasuk im nabalta beit nasei b'mzamuta yad lepe." So that's why he called on him this pasuk. Im nabalta beit nasei. What caused that person? What caused you to forget all these halachot beit nasei? Because you had a little bit sort of gaava when he put you up there. You felt that you are hashum. You forgot everything. So you see from here that many stories. That only one of the stories. Many stories we have in different. Tools that are mentioned here in Perkei Avot, all these tools are anava. What's anava have to do with Limud Torah? But you see here that a person, because he has a little bit gava, Levi Bar Sisi, he felt a little bit gava, he forgot. Chaura, all these things doesn't apply by any other hukmot, doesn't apply all these things. Therefore, the Torah tells us here that yagata umatzata ta'amin. What does it mean yagata umatzata? You have sometimes a person, he could be yagaya. Not necessarily in the Torah. You don't, unlike any other chokmot, if you want to become a doctor, you have to toil, you have to put a lot of effort in learning how to become a doctor. Then you'll get somewhere. But by the Torah, not necessarily you have to put effort in the Torah and learning Torah. You have to put effort where? Yagata in the 48 tools, 48 derachim, the Torah and Knit Bahim. If you're going to put effort in these 48 tools, then you're going to see, you don't have a lot of time to sit down and learn Torah. With the little time that you have, Hashem is going to give you, it's going to open up your mind, going to understand much faster than anyone else. Or, probably whatever you're going to learn, Hashem is going to put it, keep it in your mind, Siyatat Shmeya, who said to remember it, Siyatat Shmeya. Hashem is going to give you Siyatat Shmeya, unlike anyone else. Many people, they learn and they forget. Hashem is going to give you sharp mind because you're working in the 48 middot Torah. You're putting your effort not necessarily in the Torah. You put your effort somewhere and you find the Berakha somewhere else. Just like what the Gemara in Masechet Berachot tells us that Hasidim HaRishonim, the Gemara says, they used to take it, they used to, when, every time when they used to come to pray, used to stay 1 hour before prayer, and 1 hour during prayer, and 1 hour after prayer, 3 hours for one tefillah, times three, Arbit Shahrit Menha, you have 9 hours only praying. 9 hours a day, they're praying Shahrit Menha and Arbit. The Gemara said, if that's their Hasidim, they have to spend 9 hours on tefillot. When do they have time to work? When do they have time to learn Torah? When do they have time to do the personal issues? What's going on over here? How are they going to succeed? Why you call it Hasidim or Rishonim? When do they have time? When are they going to have time for something else? So the Gemara said, no. Don't worry about these things. Metoch shehasidim hem, Torahtam mishtamaret. Hashem gives them beracha and their Torah with the little time that they have. Hashem is going to open up their mind. They would understand the Torah much faster than us. Why? Because they're putting effort somewhere else. That's what the Gemara tells us, Masechet Megillah. Yagata u'matzata. So this answers both questions. We said, Yagata u'matzata. We said, not only in the Torah, any other profession. You put effort, you'll find it. And we ask, why the Gemara said, u'matzata. Metziah, it looks like Metziah. I said, yeah, it is Metziah. Because here, you don't have to put effort. Not necessarily, as I said, in the Torah. You could put it in any of the Ba'anava, work with Hassaron, wherever, all the 48 Middot. You put effort in them to work on yourself with these 48 Middot, you're going to find the Torah. Hashem is going to give you the Torah, Matana. How Matana? Anyone else he needs to understand and to support, it's going to take him 2 hours. You, 5 minutes, you'll get it very fast. And not only you get it, Hashem is going to keep it in your mind, Torah Tam, and Tbarechet. Hashem gives them Berachan, their Torah. Why? Because they're following all the mitzvot. That's what here the Yagata or Matzata Ta'amin. Such a person, whenever he's doing, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him Beracha on all what he's doing. And that's what that was the conversation we said between Par'o and Moshe Rabbeinu. Par'o asked Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going? You want to go serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who's going there? Mi v'mi ha'olechim? Moshe told him, Ben Arenu b'zkenenu nelech. Said, we're gonna go, all of us, our kids, everyone, elderly, our wives, our kids, our behemoth, everything we're gonna take with us. Then Parao told him, listen, why? You wanna go serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should go the men who have the chokmah, they know who's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They are the ones that go to serve him. But you want to go serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to take your kids also with you? You know, the kids are going to give a lot of headache. What are you going to do with the kids? Now it's the time you have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Serve him properly. Like we told you once, he brings down something interesting. He says here in Sha'ar B'tahon, Perek Dalet, he tells us here, he's talking about the group of people that they are prushim, they are tbodidut all the times. So, על כן היו הפירושים בורחים מקרוביהם ובתיהם אלי הרים. Used to run away, where? To the mountains, to the fields, to isolate themselves, to pray only, to talk to הקדוש ברוך הוא. כדי שיפנו לבותם לעבודת האלוקים. וכן היו נביאים בזמן נבואה יוצאים מעונותיהם ומתבודדים לחובות הבורא עליהם. כמו שידעת מעניין אליהו הנביא עם אלישע. שנאמר שנים עשר צמדים לפניו והוא שנים עשר. וכיוון שרמז לו אליהו במעט רמז הבין אותו. ואמר שכונה לאבי ולמי ואליך אחריך. ואמר ואליך אחרי אליהו וישרתהו. You see that also the נביאים, they used to isolate themselves, they used to go to the field, to the wilderness, and over there, they isolate themselves only to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא. And he continues here, ואמרו על אחד מן הפירושים, one of those who פירושים, שנכנס למדינה אחת להורות את יושבי העבודת האלוקים. He went to one of the towns to teach them how to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא. But he was shocked that when he entered the town, וימצאים לובשים צבע אחד במלבושיהם ותכשיטיהם. We saw them, all of them, dressed the same color dress, same suit for everyone, same galabia, same clothing for everyone, same color, same everything. וראה קבריהם עשר פתחי בתיהם. I saw all the people over there living, they have the, each one, they have a graveyard, where? In his porch. Today, everyone, he, put, he has a garden, he put some flowers. Back then, said the, those group of people, they have a grave over there. What is this for? ולא ראה ביניהם אישה ובנים. He didn't see no ladies in that town, no kids, only men. ושאל אותם על זה, what's going on? What's going on? אמרו לו, מה שאנחנו לובשים צבע אחד, what all of us wearing the same clothing, you know why? Very simple. שלא יהיה נקר העני מן העשיר. ושלא יבוא העשיר להתגאות ולהתפאר בעושרו. Said, we don't want anyone to feel his higher level than anyone else. All of us are equal. All of us wear the same clothing. No one's richer than the other. No one's poor. No one's rich. Everyone is the same. That's what it is. ומה ששמנו קברנו, קברות מתינו אצל פתחנו, what we put the graveyard right in the front porch, what is this for? של כדי שנבחח מהם ונהיה נכוחים למוות, ונזמין לנו הצידה מגעת אותנו מקום מנוחה. So we should always, every time we walk out of the house, open up the door, we see the grave over there, remember that after 120, you're going to be there, so prepare yourself. Work on yourself, prepare yourself. ומה שראית שפירשנו מן הנשים והבנים, what you saw that only men here in this town, there's no ladies, דע לך, כי אחדנו להם קריאה כרובם כאן, כשיסטרך אחד ממנו אל דבר מדבריהם, ילך עליהם וישלים סורחו וישוב אלינו. מפני שראינו במה שיכנס עלינו מטרדת הלב ורוב ההפסד וגודל הגיעה וטורח בקרבתם, ומנוחה מכל זה בהרחקתם. לבחור בענייני העולם הבא ולמוס בענייני העולם הזה. So he told them all this because we saw all the disadvantages that we have. We have our kids, we have our wives, that everyone's asking for something else. Oh, I need this, I need that. The men, they're not going to have the Yeshua Ba'da'at to focus on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, only men live here in this town. No kids, no wives, nothing. Why? Because we don't want all the headache. That's what it says over here. So that's here what Par'o was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? לכונה הגברים, you should go only the men. כי אותה אתם מבקשים. He said you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your kids? They're only going to distract you from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to take the wife, you're going to take the kids, you're going to take the tzon and the behemoth. What are you going to do with all these things? All these things, they're going to help you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Exactly the opposite. אותה אתם מבקשים. What do you want? You want to serve him. So why do you need the kids? משה רבינו told him, no. בנערינו ובזקנינו נלך. What's נלך? Said נלך, we're going to elevate ourselves לעבודת הקדוש ברוך הוא. How? Not only by elevating ourselves. Why? Because what kind of חנוך the person is going to give to his kids if he's only focusing about elevating and working on himself? Not the only one. אם אין עזים, אין תיישים. Said, if you don't have the kids, if you don't teach them now, when are you going to teach them? That's the time that they have to teach the kids also, not only take care of yourself, you have to teach also the next generation. That's how the person should always look for it. What kind of hanukh do we giving to our kids if only taking care of ourselves? How about the kids? How about the next generation? What's going to be? So therefore, he told him, no. We're going to elevate ourselves also by taking care of our kids, by taking care of our wives, by taking care of, even though it sounds like all these things are distracting us from Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he said, no, exactly the opposite. Why? Because the Torah, the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be 48 derachim, the Torah neknet. You have 48 tools how to get to earn the Torah. Sometimes you could put the effort somewhere else, and you'll see it by the Torah. How? When a person is putting his effort, he's putting effort in teaching his kids, putting an effort in talking to his wife and talking to his kids and elevating them, also taking care of them as well, then even though these things, the chauras, are taking him away from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he said, no, yaga'ata u'matzata. Sometimes the person, he's yagea and somewhere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the brachan somewhere else. Bin'arenu, b'skenenu, nelech. בבנינו, בבנותינו, בצוננו, בקרנו. Even when the person is working, בצוננו, בקרנו, we're also going to elevate ourselves. How? Because when a person is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that he's doing is only doing it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person could do even the mundane thing that he's doing anyways. He's working, he's eating, he's drinking. All these things, he could do it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. When a person is eating, was he thinking while he's eating? He wants to eat, he wants to become stronger to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the food that he's eating becomes mitzvah. Like eating kazait from Korban Pesach. The drinking, also sleeping. He wants to sleep. Why he should to hadashin bekarin rabba imunaticha? He wants to strengthen himself. That he should focus more on limud Torah. How could you focus if the person is tired? If he's tired, he cannot focus. Therefore, the person have to the hakim. The bring the remez. The Rambam tells us. He said that a person should sleep every night. He should sleep 8 hours. That average person should sleep 8 hours. Ben Shai brings down, Ben Shai said, we see some Hakim said you have to sleep 8 hours, some Hakim said you have to sleep 6 hours. But Ben Shai is looking at it from his level. He said, since that you could be Yotzei De Hauba with 6 hours, so it's enough 6 hours. So you see how he's looking at it, looking at sleeping to be Yotzei De Hauba. Not to, you know, he wants to relax. To be Yosei Dehaba. Oh, some say 6, some say 8 hours. If you could be Yosei Dehaba with 6 hours, it's enough 6 hours. So that's what I said. The Rambam Rice said the average person should sleep 8 hours. Each person is different. Every person, he knows himself. Some people, they need to sleep 8 hours straight. Some people need to sleep 6 hours at night, 2 hours during the day. Every person, according to his body. But whatever it is, that's what Hakim tells us, Yashanti as Yanuah Li. Hakim said, Yashanti as, what's as? As is Gematria 8. Yashanti as, if you sleep 8 hours, Yanuah Li. Then you're going to have Menuha, you're going to focus more on the Torah. There are, so we told you once that one of the Hakamim, when he was, from the time he was young, he hardly used to sleep at night. He was very young. He used to sleep 4 hours at night only. So his father, all the time, he used to tell him, my dear son, you have to sleep more. You have to sleep 8 hours. The Rambam writes, you have to sleep 8 hours. How are you going to focus on the Torah? He's telling him, listen, no, it's 4 hours is enough. He told him, until his father, he went to the Shi'ur, he heard that Hadush, Yashanti as Yanuahli. See, the Pasuk's telling you have to sleep how many hours? As Aleph and Zayn, 8 hours. If you sleep 8 hours, then you're going to have Menuha. You're sleeping only 4 hours. So you're going against the Pasuk. He was trying to convince his son to sleep more. Then his son told him, Dad, who said that's a pirush of the Pasuk? The Pasuk said, Yashanti as 8 hours, Yanuah li. What's ligi matria? Ligi matria 40. The Pasuk's telling you, every 40 hours, you have to sleep 8 hours. It means every 20 hours, 4 hours. That's exactly what I'm doing. So that's what it is. So even the mundane thing that the person is doing, if he's doing it to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with it, it's considered as a serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of Avodat Hashem. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by sleeping, yes. Why? Because what do you have in mind by sleeping? You want to strengthen yourself to learn more, to absorb more the Torah. Hashem's going to give it to you, he's going to give you the Torah. Yagata umatzata ta'amin. Yagata somewhere, you'll find the Torah somewhere else. If you're yogi on the drachim shet Torah noknet bahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the bracha, you don't have to worry. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro. You probably, from Paro's mind, from Paro's perspective, he told him, listen, you want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, go only to the men. Why do you need the kids? Only distracting you. He told him, no, what kind of hanukh we're giving this? That the men serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only by toiling in the Torah, you'll understand the Torah, you'll absorb the Torah. Yagata and somewhere else, in the 48 Derachim, Kochikin, teaching your kids, taking care of your family. Of course, if you're taking care of these things, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the bracha. Yagata umatzata ben arenu b'zkaninu nilech. He said, 2 times nilech, why? To teach us. And whatever you're doing, if you have in mind you're doing it to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even the mundane thing that you're doing, it's going to elevate you. Nilech ba'abudat yelechu mihayil al-hayil, all the times. So that's what he told them over here. That's why every person should always focus on these 48 midot shet Torah and knet mahem. We're lucky in that sense that the Hakim tell us what are the 48 tools. Every person who wants to earn the Torah, focus on these 48 things, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the Torah. The person, he wants to learn Torah, not everyone remembers. Even what the Gemara said, Yagata umatzata ta'amin, the person said, I toiled in the Torah and I found the Torah, that's only lehadudeh. That we learned before. But to remember the Torah that you learned, siyatat shmeya, you need siyatat shmeya. How are you going to get it? Focus on these 48 things. Hashem is going to give you bracha and your Talmud Torah. And then whatever you're doing, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you bracha. And not only here, also by the business, whatever you're doing, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you all the brachot by learning the Torah, focusing Yagata, Umasata. Tamin, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help also by Hashem, should help all of us by Hashem, should all be zoche, that we should work on these 48 drachim, Venske by Hashem, the Maor HaTorah, ובביאת משיח עסקנו, רבי אמינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חננם נקשה אומר, עסוק השפור אחוז וקוצרה לפיכך, הרבה למטה למזבות שנאמר,